Let us pray. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming, leaves the sheep and flees. The wolf snatches the sheep and scatters them. John chapter 10, verses 11 and 12. Dear Lord, I humbly thank you today for being an ever-faithful shepherd. You have been a constant companion on my journey, and your steady hand has guided me through every trial. You have never failed to show kindness and mercy when times were difficult, lifting me from despair and providing hope. Your love is limitless and overflowing, providing strength when I am weak and courage when I am fearful. Thank you for being my good shepherd who sustains me in life's most challenging moments. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying with me today. Now discover the profound intricacies of the heartbeat of faith with Dr. Andrew Farley.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Shepherds were regarded as social outcasts and untrustworthy. They were forced to roam the countryside away from society. Yet God sent his angels to them to proclaim the coming of Christ. Why would God choose men like these to be the first to behold his Son?
He was the most marvelous thing they had ever seen. He did not glow or speak. He did not cry in a strange tune or radiate flames. But the child was absolutely special. The shepherds knew without a shadow of a doubt that they were in the presence of the King of Israel, the Promised One, the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ.
Hello and welcome to another Christmas episode of the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Andrew Farley. We're taking the month of December to dive deeper into the themes of Christmas. Let's look deeper into the people who beheld the newborn king, shepherds, elders, and magi. The first to receive the message of Christ's birth were the shepherds. Alone with their sheep, in the middle of the night, the shepherds witnessed a light breaking forth.
In the distance, a group of shepherds gazed at the stars as the sheep settled for the night. The valley was silent and the tall grass swayed to the light breeze. Suddenly, as if the sky was cut open by a long blade, an angel appeared in light. The radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them and they were terrified. "Do not be frightened," the angel reassured. "I have come with good news. In the town of Bethlehem lies a baby. He is swaddled securely in a manger at the inn stables. This child is the Messiah, the Lord, the Savior of the world and redemption of mankind." The shepherds were speechless. They listened closely to the angel's words. Then the light radiated even brighter, and the angel was surrounded by a choir of more angels, singing, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill towards mankind." And like a vapor in the wind, they vanished.
Shepherds play an essential role in the Bible. Abraham was a shepherd with large herds of livestock. Moses and David were shepherds before they were ushered into leadership by God. In the Old Testament, shepherding was seen as an occupation that carried great responsibility and trustworthiness. Abraham was seen as one who had faithfulness and moral integrity in leading his flock, which set him apart from other shepherds of his time. Moses shepherded flocks of sheep before being called to shepherd the flock of Israel.
Moses became a shepherd and tended to his father-in-law's sheep in tranquility. Moses felt at home and at peace. Yet hundreds of miles away, his people wailed in pain under the whip of their oppressors. Moses could not hear them, but God could. One day, Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. He led the sheep far into the wilderness and came to a mountain called Sinai, the mountain of God. The mountain covered the sun, and the sheep grazed in the shade. Moses saw a faint light flickering in the distance. He approached it and found a blazing fire engulfing a bush. The fire raged, yet the bush did not burn nor wither. The fire reflected off Moses' eyes. He stared in amazement. "Why isn't it burning?" he whispered to himself. He took a step closer to the flame.
Throughout both the Old and New Testaments, God is compared to a shepherd or guardian protecting his sheep. This metaphor illustrates God's care for us and his commitment to providing us with comfort, guidance, and direction. Scripture portrays him as someone looking out for our well-being when life takes tricky turns.
"The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Psalm 23:1-4.
However, somewhere down the line, the profession of shepherd lost its honor. By the time of Jesus, shepherds were regarded as social outcasts and untrustworthy. They were forced to roam the countryside, away from society. Yet God sent his angels to them to proclaim the coming of Christ. Why would God choose men like these to be the first to behold his Son?
The shepherds sat there in the quiet. They could barely believe what had just happened to them. God had not spoken to mankind in 400 years since the prophets. Now, in the dead of night, he decided to speak to a small group of lowly shepherds. The wind whistled across the valley, and the sheep were sleeping soundly in place. The shepherds left their things and ran towards Bethlehem.
There is a profound metaphor in the story of the shepherds. The once honored role had lost its honor, but God honored them and revealed his glory. God wants to remind us that nobody is irredeemable or beyond his attention. He restored the image of a shepherd by grafting them into his redemption story. Jesus went a step further by referring to himself as a shepherd in John 10, reminding us that the Lord is like a brave shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep.
"I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who doesn't own the sheep, sees the wolf coming, leaves the sheep, and flees. The wolf snatches the sheep and scatters them."
God aims to redeem us and include us in his grand rescue mission. You and I, just like the lowly shepherds, we may not deserve to behold Christ. However, we've been given an invitation nonetheless, so we can enjoy his presence internally, an even greater privilege than the shepherds had.
They searched the city for hours until they found the inn. They peered down a small hill towards the back. Below were a few lights illuminating a small stable carved into the hill. They approached quietly. There in the coolness of the night, they saw him. The baby was sleeping soundly in a manger surrounded by straw and torn cloth. He was the most marvelous thing they had ever seen. He did not glow or speak, He did not cry in a strange tune or radiate flames, but the child was absolutely special. The shepherds knew without a shadow of a doubt that they were in the presence of the King of Israel, the Promised One, the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ.
As the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ's love for you knows no bounds. His grace and forgiveness are freely given, taking away every sin and failure. When you accepted Him as your Savior, you became part of His family, adopted as His beloved child. This means that you have a new nature, transformed by His love and filled with His Spirit. You have the ability to understand spiritual things and discern His voice amidst the noise of the world. Just as sheep recognize the voice of their shepherd, you can recognize the voice of Jesus guiding you and inspiring you from within through the Holy Spirit. Now, this is not an emotion or a feeling. It's a knowing and a prompting, an inspiration and motivation at the very core of your being. God knows you intimately and cares for you deeply. In His presence, you find peace and rest, knowing that you're safe and secure. So, dear friend, trust in the Good Shepherd's love, grace, and forgiveness. Allow Him to lead you on the path of righteousness and experience the abundant life He's prepared for you. In John 10, Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Thank you for listening to the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review and let us know how this series has impacted your life. Remember to download the Pray.com app, and for more encouragement in God's grace, visit andrewfarley.org. That's andrewfarley.org.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life, transform the world.